Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Sisterton back again to talk with you about the most interesting news stories here for the week of March 5th, 2024, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. News AF is back here streaming live, except if you're on Facebook here today, as we're back together to talk about everything that's going on here today. And back with us, of course, he's Pickleball's top influencer, America's dad, all around great guy, our friend. It's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I am doing great. What else you got going on today? You're not scrolling Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's down.
Yeah.
Nobody's been on Facebook for a long time. Threads didn't really take off.
No.
So
Threads is way down right now.
Yeah. So we're on Twitter. We're on YouTube.
YouTube.
We're other places probably.
Twitch.
I don't know. Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Twitch. Suribot joined us already.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Things are good. We're all almost 45 here. Two of you are 45. Mm-hmm. I'm almost 45.
Yeah.
And I think the worst part about being this age is our teeth.
Oh no.
Like I chipped a crown yesterday.
Your teeth?
Like age.
What's wrong with your teeth?
It's just like, there's always little issues and there's no.
Speak for yourself.
You're not improving your teeth at this point. There's no way to improve your teeth.
Brushing, like you can't make flossing,
them. Maybe? You can't make them better than they are.
I did get a night guard, Danny.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Yeah, I use something like that too.
Yeah, and I wear Invisalign every night.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, okay, I feel a little like out
Tyson,
of shape.
What's happened?
The gym.
Yeah.
What's happened?
I just
here?
Broke a crown,
and
I went in and got it fixed, and everything's fine. But it's just like it just struck me that I was like,
you'll
this
never
isn't
have super
better.
Teeth.
Yeah,
I'm going to have more crowns in the future, probably. I'm not having less.
Yeah.
For sure, I'm not getting less crowns.
At what point do we go like all in on just fake teeth?
Yeah, we go full Kanye, get the titanium grill.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, you can't.
Is that why he did it? He's a little older than us.
Are those coming? No. Are those good now?
I don't think they're good for you, but he does look like Jaws from.
Yeah, they're not good for you. So, because they have to do an implant into your jaw with that. And even like some of your small teeth up the front, like they're not even sure that you can, that those hold. So it's like, take care of your teeth for sure.
Right.
But like right now, that's the part where I'm just like,
you're really bumming me out with because you broke
your crown. Yeah, this was kind of a downer to start off with.
Teeth. Your teeth aren't getting any younger.
They're not. They can't. But you can reverse your age a little bit in your body by exercise and diet and sleep and that stuff. You cannot with teeth.
Well,
there's nothing to do.
There might be a tooth breakthrough around the corner. Okay, I keep reading about it. It's but like
I had
science,
a full breakthrough.
Science, a breakthrough. Science. That guy got his sperm down to 18 years old. He's got 18-year-old sperm inside of.
That's a lie, dude.
That's what he claims.
That's a lie.
You don't want to say you have 18-year-old sperm inside you.
That's
don't
what he said. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And now he's so if he can de-age that, Tyson. I'm just saying the science.
Yeah.
To de-age
what's the guy
teeth.
Doing that's getting like the blood transfusions? Is he getting anything like any teeth transfusions?
We need to find out. We need to contact the most annoying millionaire on the planet Earth and find out what he's doing for his teeth. He might not even be aware that his teeth are showing his age.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the don't look a gift horse in the mouth is what they say. And that probably pertains to some
to
degree
the
looking the. ageless man in the
mouth.
Like,
you're like, that horse has everything. And then you looked at his teeth, you're like, oh, dude, except for the teeth.
Old.
He's got old teeth.
Yeah. Teeth are the one thing that that's just like, once they start going,
you know what, Tyson?
Keep going.
Silver lining, you live in the modern age, so you don't have to have them pulled out when there's a problem. You won't end up with wooden dentures.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of work can be done. You can look beautiful, Tyson. Don't worry about it.
No, I know you can look beautiful, but it's just like every day, it's just like, my tooth is tingling a little bit. Is that a problem? And they're like, no, it's just a little sensitive right now. Did you have citrus? Yeah, I did. Okay, well, that citrus isn't good for him. It's like, oh, okay, I'll stop eating citrus.
My molars are 18. Must be a storm coming.
Exactly.
I didn't expect this. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. Like, out of all the things I expected to come out of Tyson's mouth, I mean, the teeth
came
literally
out.
Literally, one of them. But like,
look
at
my teeth are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful. I don't want to look now.
Yeah, they don't feel beautiful.
They don't feel beautiful.
Well, let's bring in a man who, very ironically, that one of my other podcast co-hosts for the longest time says that he thought, for some reason, that Danny Bryson was a dentist. Here he is. It's Danny Bryson, not a dentist.
Not a dentist. I wouldn't want to be a dentist.
Who thought he was a dentist?
One of my co-hosts, Akiva, that we do Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, where we spin the wheel of ideas. He said, for some reason, he was under the misconception that Danny Bryson is a dentist.
Have you been misrepresenting yourself? Maybe. Do I talk a lot about...
On YouTube, amateur mediocre with your resident dentist, Dr. Daniel Bryson?
I think I did tell a story once, and maybe this is an episode you listened to, where I argued with my dental assistant over tooth technology.
Mm.
And she was like, that will never happen, about the technology. And I'm like, how can you say that? That's insane.
And you referred to her as your dental assistant.
Maybe. I was arguing with my dental assistant.
Yeah.
And that could have been it. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jacob is on Twitter and on YouTube.
Yes.
Double dipping. I like that. That pads our stats. If everybody could get on their
open it up in two windows, please.
And their Twitter. Mm-hmm. You can mute one of the windows, but have it playing in both.
Yeah. Okay.
So really smart. Jacob, thank you for your support.
Well, you're limited on how many windows you can open it up on, because as of right now, about for the last hour, Facebook and Instagram, and I thought I was going crazy, because I was like trying to log in to go to the Group AF Facebook group, because that's where I was putting all the stories together, and I tried to go there, and it's like, you have to log in. I'm like, what do you mean log in? I was just in. And then it was like, I was resetting my password 100 times, and then I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, wow. Resetting passwords?
Mm-hmm.
That's next level.
You went so far to reset your password. So I went to Instagram, keeps just constantly saying, unable to load. Mm-hmm. So it's just showing you stuff from like weeks ago that's like cached in your RAM. I don't know how it works.
No, that sounds right.
There is stuff in there, but it's old. And then I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I didn't think anything of it. And then on Twitter, it was like, everything's down.
Yeah.
And then I went to Facebook and it did the login thing. And I was like, confirmed.
Yeah. And we're still waiting for the report on whether or not Threads is down. Somebody has to actually go log into Threads.
Yeah. But everybody's forgotten their password. So nobody can get back.
Nobody noticed.
Threads is the most obviously down.
Mm-hmm.
I checked it after the other two just to see. And it doesn't even bring a screen up. Yep. It just like keeps like little like it's going to bring a screen up, but there isn't one.
Tyson, have we gotten word from the metaverse? Can somebody check in on our friend in the metaverse to see if he's okay?
Oh my. Okay. Can you imagine, dude? Like, no, this is like from one of those movies where they have the headset on, metaverse shuts down, those guys slip into
a
coma.
They go blind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they slip into a full coma or something, and now you have to, has to go revive them when everything's up and running.
They lose all the feeling in their lower body because their brain doesn't think that they have one anymore. Because they've been too quickly reinserted into the real world.
Mm-hmm. Bring me back.
They have to go get amputated from the waist down, because that's just dead. Dad.
Okay. All right. So we got a lot of stories to talk about. I guess let me jump into a different one then. In light of you know, maybe is Facebook over? Maybe it's back up by the time you're listening to the podcast.
How refreshing
version.
Would that be, though?
It might change everything because we've talked about this when the study was originally published, and there was some pushback. It was back in August that there was an article about how study had shown that young people in California aged 18 to 30 were reporting no sexual partners in the prior year, an all-time high of 38%. But it's not just young people. It seems as though that many people are not having the sex as much anymore. Mm-hmm. And the thought is it's the fault of the smartphone.
Really? That it's not sense. Marriage's fault?
Well, people have been married for a long time.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right.
Yeah, they used
You're
to pump right. out so many babies and be married.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll see a spike 9 months from now. Like, where did all these babies come from?
And yeah.
And they'll trace it back to this outage.
Okay. Here's some, we got some charts here. Okay.
Oh, I love charts.
This is the share of people having sex at least once a month over the last year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you see, as the age goes up, okay, in both, it's kind of like a rainbow, roller coaster a little bit, but from 1989 to 1993, people of all ages were having more sex.
Mm-hmm. I like how they also have this broken down into religion.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that's
see,
because, yeah, that's because there's less. There was less to do back then that like to do stuff, you had to actually go out and do stuff 1989 to 1993. Now, like if there's nothing to do, it's not like, oh, we're at home alone. There's nothing to do. Now it's like, we're at home alone. Let's scroll
there's
Facebook.
Always something to mm-hmm. do.
There's always something to do if you have a smartphone.
Yeah.
So now, and probably streaming also probably adds to that. So, and you know, like
no, less plastic inside of us. I'm sure those are affecting hormones
yeah.
somehow.
You're yeah, I remember how the plastics increase our girth, though, Danny. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I just think that they reevaluated the numbers on girth and just like adjusted it for, I don't know,
mm-hmm. plastics to give a
plastics.
plastic.
It's not that bad. Looking at this graph, is it?
Yeah, it looks like it's fine. It's just like maybe we're more responsible now.
It's all like know. Limpy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's what I thought of when I looked at it. I said, that's a very limp.
But
graph.
It's interesting, especially for single people, that you would think that the uh-huh. smartphone, especially with the online dating, you would think that people would be meeting more people. You would think it would lead to some kind of a.
I don't know.
I don't think this counts. I don't think this is counting metaverse coitus.
Metaverse coitus?
Yeah. You can't have coitus in metaverse. You don't have a lower half, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know that Zuckerberg's watching. Like, as soon as you start getting romantic with people
that's
in the metaverse,
so
there's a warning that comes up that's like, Mark is watching. And it's like, you know, it's like in regular life, like anytime you're like, it's like, oh, somebody's watching from heaven. And you're like, oh, shoot. But here... It's in the metaverse. It's the Zucks. So, and that's held over everybody's head as they go into the metaverse and they're just like, we should do something crazy. And then it's like flash warning on your screen. Mark Zuckerberg is watching.
Not anymore.
He doesn't even have it. It used to be God is watching. Now Mark is watching.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Also, if you read any news, you'll notice that younger people hate, and I guess I'm speaking for an entire generation right now, but I've read a lot of articles where it's like they hate the whole online dating thing. So it's not hard to believe that they're not getting as much sweet, sweet lovemaking because the whole scene is just a mess.
Okay.
Just a mess.
Not all it's cracked up to be. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Amy Bonner in the chat says that she thought it was strange when she heard teenagers didn't want their licenses, didn't care about getting their driver's license, but this is just sad. Yeah, I agree. If I could go back in time and not get my driver's license, I'd probably do that because I'd prefer to have other people just drive me around.
Yeah, I would like that too, but also there are times when you definitely need a driver's license to get away from people.
Yeah, so, but
yeah.
Like, can't you
I think
Uber?
You want it.
Yeah.
Dude, well, married people are still having more relations.
I don't know. I kind of feel like when it was of age for us to get driver's license. And I think even people older than us that you wanted the driver's license. So I got to get out of here. Where am I going? Yeah. I don't know. Now.
Yeah.
I don't think my kids are ever going to move out.
Yeah. Do you want them to?
I don't care.
I mean, I would like them to get their own place one day, but I'm not sure my wife does.
Look, if they were good at home improvement, I'd love for them to stick around. But as far as I could tell right now, none of them are inclined to do any kind of repair work on all the holes.
They're the opposite. They're the opposite, right?
Yeah.
They put the holes.
You know what's
there.
Funny is that this is the one time when a graph is a great representation of what it's representing. You know what I mean? Like if it was an exponential growth of banging, it would be like very erect. And now this, I just enjoy
very, very
it.
Like over that. The hill and droopy.
Yeah. It's like murder. Like if you could put this graph into a sound, that's what it would be. Murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love looking at it.
All right. We talked a couple of weeks ago about how they were outlawing the signs on the road where people can put funny messages to remind people to buckle up and pay it. Don't be distracted when you're driving. And this is a great example why they needed to do exactly that. Because in Washington, somebody hacked the display warning to say the message, angry raccoons ahead.
Russians. That's what it has to be. Macedonians or Russians.
Mm-hmm.
I could use a sign like this in front of my street because the
Wait,
other
is
day
it Macedonians or Macedonians?
I just said it how the podcast I listened to said it. I had 55 turkeys in my neighborhood the other day. 55 turkeys. That's
how do
a
you
lot
know?
Of turkeys.
55 turkeys.
And counted them. And we could have used a sign like this because
wild turkeys?
Wild turkeys. Now they're becoming more domesticated by the day.
Yeah, we've in talked about the turkeys on the loose.
Yeah,
but I haven't really
five turkeys.
I don't remember because I lived in that Gang same area that Danny lives in, and I don't even think I ever saw a wild turkey.
They've exploded because no one's killing the turkeys. I could have killed like 15 of them with my car the other day.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to damage my car.
But
there's just so many.
Yeah.
So many. So maybe this isn't, maybe there were a bunch of angry raccoons.
No, this was a prank.
Okay, but if you saw a sign about warring angry raccoons, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a dumpster nearby and you had a sign that said careful fighting raccoons. I'd be like, oh,
well,
sure.
Danny, our most
second. Yeah. The second I see this sign, I'm like, get the cameras out. We're slow rolling through this area and we are finding these angry raccoons. Yeah.
Danny, I'm trying to get are most pain. Raccoons angry in your experience?
If they're fighting over resources, I think like raccoons can get pretty angry. Have you ever seen videos of them fighting in a dumpster or swarming a dumpster? They don't look happy.
Mm. And there's always those sounds like as they're like
hissing,
tumbling and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at a house party at Danny's family's cabin long time ago.
Okay.
And there was lots of people there, maybe 30 or 40 people, maybe more. And there was a raccoon out on the balcony. And girls from the party were like tossing it morsels of food. And I was like, this could go very, very bad for one of these girls. And it didn't. But I was like, and I wasn't hopeful because a raccoon attack would be horrifying and painful.
Yeah.
But I thought that I definitely thought that somebody was going to get attacked.
Yeah, because raccoons, they're not, I don't see them as being soft and cuddly. I mean, they're born with a bandit mask look on their face. So it's like already they're shifty. And so if I saw a sign like this, I don't think prank. I think, okay, avoid this area. There is a giant herd of raccoons fighting over a dumpster somewhere.
Okay.
Definitely not a prank.
So the person who is the head of the Spokane traffic control said that the sign had been hacked and they had not found the culprit and they don't know how they got into the system.
That you don't want to tell them that because now they know they've committed the perfect crime.
He also said that he's not sure exactly how the sign was hacked or what the sign was originally supposed to have said.
Also, what if this person is a hero citizen? Like he hacked it for a good reason to warn warring raccoons.
Yeah. And also, if you're law enforcement or authority, don't you want to say you have no idea or leads? So then they come back and then you get them.
Lay the trap.
Oh, you think they honeypotted them?
Oh, yeah. They're
going
to leave the next one wide open digitally.
Yeah.
And then when he reaches his hand in to talk about like fighting geese or something,
they got him.
I think they were happy, they said, because they were very relieved that they did not say something more offensive than Angry Raccoons ahead.
So they sent out a thank you. Thank you to the hackers.
Yes. He said that they could have been a lot more brutal, noting that there have been horror stories of signs in other places that have been hacked to display messages that are inappropriate.
Look at this list. So they contacted the Department of Fish and Wildlife, right? And this is what they said about angry raccoons, trying to make it sound like raccoons are never angry. As long as raccoons are kept out of human homes, not cornered, and not treated as pets, they are not dangerous. I only see them around homes. And I only see them getting cornered. Like, when do you ever see like a raccoon in an open field in the mountains?
At play. Never.
Right? They're always like in a dumpster or in someone's trash can in a corner.
You see him crossing a road or something once in a while.
To go to another corner.
To go to another corner. Like,
they're only dangerous.
Yeah. They are always on high alert.
And they carry rabies still. Like, how come we haven't been able to get them in on the vaccination game?
Are you saying that the raccoons are anti-vax, Danny? Are
they
anti-vax rax?
Yeah. It'd be so easy, too. We could just sprinkle some vaccine on all the dumpsters and garbage cans where there's lots of raccoons and eradicate it. Then I wouldn't have to be worried if I got bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where does rabies start?
What do you mean, like in your body after you've been bit or?
No, which animal? Like, because we got to, you got to hit it from the ground floor. You can't like, is it bats? Is it rats? Is it mice? Is it like bobcats? Oh,
you're saying go to the source.
You have to find the source and eradicate it there. And then moving up the rabies food chain, you'll have eradicated it everywhere.
Mm.
Angry raccoons ahead. See, look at that. They're already wearing a mask. And the picture they post isn't one of a nice raccoon.
No, they post a very angry picture of a raccoon. One of the angriest I've ever seen.
So this is the first time
Look at this. Look at this picture. Is this fear-mongering of the raccoon?
Look at this. That does look fierce. It looks like an apex predator there.
And then look, that's not the only raccoon in the picture. You don't even see the other angry ones in the background.
Let's see.
Man.
Yeah. Okay. Angry raccoons are out there. Yeah. All right.
If they wanted to be like, this is a prank and do not, then they should have put like a domesticated raccoon with like a baby holding it.
Or like
but here, they have like the most horror. You're like, that thing could definitely take off a finger, maybe a huge chunk of my arm, and give me rabies.
Yeah, angry pandas in the area would be a better prank.
Yeah, something that doesn't exist there. What about murder hornets? Would that be hilarious?
No, two on point, because this is the Pacific Northwest. They've had murder hornets.
Yeah, but it's the winter in the Pacific Northwest.
You think murder hornets can't handle the winter? I don't know. They're pretty big.
Mm-hmm. It's mild. I think they're not out flying around. I don't think they're out flying around in the winter.
They're out just having giant breeding parties.
Spokane is a cold area. It's on the east of Washington State, up in across from northern Idaho. It's
that's
like
all
one of the
cold area. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, that's really cold up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Is this confirmed in our chat that we have some news at this hour that Facebook is back?
Oh, thank goodness.
Is there a way to...
We're back, baby. Look, and luckily, after I tried 100 times to change my password, luckily, I didn't have to.
Do you remember your new password?
No, not.
You're screwed.
Totally screwed. Okay, so so let's just double check. It looks like our Facebook group AF, is still out there. Very excited.
Facebook is back, but Instagram is not.
Oh, okay.
One at a time, Tyson.
One at a time. Yeah. Facebook group still exists. Okay. Come check it out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Whew, that was close. All right. Good. Just in time. Facebook is back. Let's talk about a Facebook group that's out there. This was a story that Docs in the chat had sent in about that there is a Facebook group for women to check out if they're dating the same guy.
This is a good idea. And I read something similar where women, I don't know if it's this site or another one, but women give information on guys. So you can go check out the guy you're dating and find out if he's a total.
Yeah, that's a different
Chad,
one.
Brad, or Dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, or Dear John.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Show and
so
podcast.
Mm-hmm. These types of sites are popping up. Maybe they've existed for a long time and now they're just getting the press.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I would say, is there any concern, Tyson, that maybe this is a trap where it's like, hey, I just found this great guy. Is anybody else here dating him? Here's his picture. Yeah. Here's his job. He makes so much
He's
money.
He's incredible.
So hot. He's great in
He's
bed.
He's incredible.
So good looking. He's got a nice car. Nobody else is dating this guy, right? Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Good point.
This
He's
is
dateable.
Exactly. This was created by a man mm-hmm. for self-promotion.
Yes.
In a sexless world, they're basically sharing information.
It's like,
about
I found the good one. Nobody else has got him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody take him. Nobody take him. Here's his phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here we go. Here's, are we dating the same guy? NYC.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So you could go by city by city to see, are we dating the same guy?
135,000 members, private mm-hmm. group.
Yeah.
How do we get into this group?
Dang.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think maybe you need like a burner account to get in there. Because I think that really, and I don't know how many of the women that are in the groups feel this way. Like, I think I just want to be in there for the drama. I think it's like, okay, most of the posts are going to be like, oh, is anybody dating this guy? Anybody dating this guy? But then when they got one, boy, it's showtime.
It's like the basketball.
Right? Well, do you want to be
yeah,
there
probably.
When they find one? Like, wait, hold on. What do you mean?
That would be pretty cool to watch
yeah.
that unfold.
Does he have a birthmark on his lower yeah. back?
Yeah. Does
of
he
Whistler's
have a twin
mother?
Brother? Does he have a twin brother? Because the man I'm dating is named Benjamin, but looks identical.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a chipped crown?
Mm. Not anymore. Got it fixed.
Does he have extremely vascular quads?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. That yeah. would narrow it down mm-hmm. to a small percentage of the population.
Yeah, very small percentage.
Do his boots fill with boot juice?
Yeah, boot juice sweat.
I should make a drink, an energy drink called boot juice, right?
Why don't you?
I don't know. Because it's the best way to market an energy drink right now is to talk about how healthy it is and all the healthy things that I put in there to make you have energy. But at the end of the day, it's 300 milligrams of caffeine. Mm-hmm. They're yeah. like, oh,
it's lemonade.
Yeah. They were like, we use special dongberries from the coast of whatever.
Dongberries.
Yeah. You know, just all the, I say that because recently I read an energy drink and it made me laugh.
Juice like, from the dongberries of yeah, the Bryson tree.
Right. And they're like, you go through the list and at the end, it's like also contains 200 milligrams of caffeine. You're like, oh, that's the only ingredient that really matters.
Mm-hmm. 700 milligrams
boot juice.
Of guarana.
Tyson, yeah. will you push my boot juice?
Yeah.
Maybe I
For
could
50% equity.
Maybe I get some of these chads to push boot juice on this Facebook group, right?
Listen.
Date multiple women. No, listen to my strategy. Date multiple okay. women.
Yeah.
Get all this attention and then just be like, hey guys, I'm here to promote boot juice. Yeah.
The reason we need multiple girlfriends is because we are high on boot juice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. So Danny, you're going to hire this. You find like a good looking guy. Okay.
Super handsome.
He's
yeah.
out. Like he's dating constantly, okay?
Yeah,
but he's always got in his hand a bottle of Danny Bryson's boot juice. And that's his one identifying characteristic. So in all the Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook groups, it's like, wait, hold on. Was he drinking Danny Bryson's boot juice constantly?
Or DB.
Yes.
DBBJ for short.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he tried to give me a DBBJ.
Boot juice trend. Boot juice just begins to trend like crazy all over every platform as long as they're not down.
DBBJs are going to go viral mm-hmm. and nobody is sleeping when they're on the DBBJ.
Hello, Golden Helicopter. I'll be buying that within a year with this strategy.
Finally.
Good. I'm so glad Facebook is back, baby.
Yes, you're back on.
We're back on. Man. Okay. All right. Well, people might be craving a DBBJ when they are suffering from a hangover, which suddenly I know that you two are not drinkers. I myself am not a big drinker.
But you know for, how to.
Yeah, I do know how to. And back in my day, I could have definitely, thank God all my bad hangovers came prior to COVID, because it sounds like long COVID might be responsible for people having particularly bad hangovers now, more severe hangovers than ever.
I feel like long COVID is the new dark magic.
Like, yeah, I want to see the studies on this. Like, I'm not saying it's not true, but like, there's a lot of stuff where they're just like, you know what? Broken crowns, long COVID.
Long COVID. You know,
like, it's just like, like, give us the evidence and I will be the first to support and your cause. But
I
like,
have to date multiple women. Long COVID.
It's long COVID. Long COVID. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It's broken that part, the monogamous part of your brain.
My favorite long COVID was the one where it's like, I can't, it's like long COVID makes exercise miserable. I'm like, I think it was miserable.
Exercise has always sucked.
Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with long COVID. I think that it's just 2 years of no exercise than trying to do it again.
We'd love to know from the chat. Has there been some kind of like hangover inflation? Are the hangovers now hitting harder than they were 5 years ago? Or are people just getting older?
Well, yeah.
And
that's
even
what
if it is happening, even if it is, and even if all of that, like even maybe the alcohol is cheaper made, maybe they're using different ingredients. Maybe there's like, there's a lot of variables in this. And so Super Han says, people are just getting older. People are getting older.
Because even prior to COVID, I would say that the hangovers in my 30s and 40s were getting worse than the hangovers in my 20s.
Were long COVID-like? You'd say they were long COVID-like?
Yes. Maybe I was patient zero of COVID because I started getting really bad hangovers whenever I would drink in my 30s. And really like the last like 15, 20 years, I've noticed that the hangovers are just like worse and worse and worse. Yeah.
Long COVID.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
And you don't like exercising as much as you used to. So
no.
COVID as well.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long COVID. You got it. So listen, I don't want to poo-poo on long COVID because I do believe that some people are suffering repercussions of having COVID.
Yeah, Danny still doesn't have his sense of smell back to normal.
That's right. And I had like heart palpitations for 2 years.
Oh my God.
And yeah, it was like,
and it wasn't love?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't the fun kind of palpations that you get when you date multiple women on Facebook. It was like scary ones that show up at, you know, unexpected times. You're like, okay, I'm about to die. This is the day.
Yeah, I'm having a heart attack right now. I better tell Liz.
Come in here.
Mm-hmm. Liz, come here. I love you. Love you. I love everybody.
Wow.
I totally think that there is something to it. Obviously, I still can't taste or smell, but it's got their repercussions.
You can't taste or smell. So what joy do you have in life now? Is there any?
You know what? Mountain Dew. I still got my Dew, which I read the other day, like even two cans of soda a week or something like that is
too much.
Deadly for you. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm doing that today. But then I said, Warren Buffett's still alive. He's eating nothing but ice cream and Diet Coke. So there's got to be some genetic.
And he's like so healthy too.
Oh, like, he looks
that's
like
who you aspire to be.
He looks like a Greek god, and he's been pounding ice cream and Diet Coke for like 80 years. Crazy.
Do you still have the superpower of detecting pre-BO, Danny?
Yes, that still exists. Where I can smell my own BO. It's such a curse.
Before it happens.
Yeah.
Before it happens.
I think it's before it happens.
Wow.
And people are too polite. People are too polite to be like, dude, you stink.
You got to talk to Liz. Actually, when I go out on our man venture at some point, you tell me
when I start to stink, because I will stink eventually on a long
But you
day.
Tell me when you think you start to stink, and then I'll tell you if you do currently stink or not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all we need. One point of data.
Because I really think if we got this and you do have pre-BO powers, then that is marketable.
Money.
That is marketable. It's like, let's go on dates with people. We hover in the background. We jump in a dude is about to break out in BO and be like, you need to bounce. And he goes to the restroom, climbs out the back window, saves the day.
But you could do it in other people also, Danny. You can tell when the person is about to get BO or just only yourself.
And I didn't want to break Tyson's hopes.
Wait, so it's just yourself?
Just myself.
So how do we market this? Magic.
Okay. I'm so sorry. There are other things you can market, Tyson. Boot juice.
No, listen, stage. We're on the stage, but we're surrounded by people very tightly. Okay, everyone, in five, Danny's going to have BO. Four.
I could be a BO, a deodorant tester, you know. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, their finest noses can't detect it yet. And be like, no, it's there. It's coming. It's emerging from the pores. And then be like, hit it early.
Yeah,
but that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But
it's so interesting, only, Tyson.
How early?
Yeah, Danny's almost kind of like, I believe, is it Mozart who was deaf, right? Where that Danny does not have a sense of smell, yet he can acutely pick up on when he himself is about to have BO prior to anybody else who has a perfect sense of smell is able to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So we got to figure out a way to bet on this with Danny. So we go... Let's go to Vegas. This is what we do. We go to Vegas. We say, this man's sense of smell is broken. We have doctors come in, prove it all. But he can tell you within 2 minutes of when he is going to have extreme BO.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have people's noses in there. Gambling lines. Just throwing out money, dude. Like that scene in Deer Hunter with the roulette where there's just like money going around and stuff. It's like that. But with people smelling your arms.
Also, I have to be clear. I have something like 5% or 5 to 10% of my smell and taste. So it's
how do you know what percent it is?
That's just kind of like a guess, like how often in the day I can taste something or smell something. Like most of the day I have nothing going through my nose, but every now and then I can smell that.
So if it doesn't matter what you eat, then why don't you just like eat healthy all the time?
People always ask that because there's other components of eating that I think that we look for when we're eating first. And there's also memory. There's like not muscle memory, but like eating memory. You're like, dude, this should taste good. I remember, and I've talked about this. This is how this thing should taste pretty good. And maybe in some way I can trick myself into thinking I can taste it if I just don't pay attention.
Danny, I know you wish that you were on the Warren Buffett diet of eating ice cream and Diet Coke. And so let's talk about a man who is on a similar trajectory. I would bet that we've talked about this person here before, but here is 70-year-old Dan Gorski, and he has extended his Guinness Book of World Record for the most Big Mac burgers eaten in a lifetime, about 34,000 Big Macs eaten in a lifetime by Dan Gorski.
Look at that full head of hair at 70. Lamb chops down to his chin. Yeah. This guy is a picture.
Can you predict this guy's BO, Danny?
No, I bet you.
Yeah, I can. Constant. Constant BO. Also, this is the guy from Super Size Me. He was featured in the movie Super Size Me, I think, or
20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where he was like, I love Big Macs. I fell in love with Big Macs. I eat two a day. Is that what he's doing still, two a day?
He's still, yeah. He ate 728 additional Big Macs throughout 2023.
You know what? Bionic Man needs to look into this diet. You know, he's taking like $1 million worth of pills and young blood a year. If it's only two Macs a day that keeps you alive, that's much cheaper.
See him with his shirt off.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Nicole in the chat says, that's a toupee if I've ever seen one. Okay. Hold on. What do we think?
Hold on. What if Big Macs grow super girthy hair follicles? And that's what we're seeing.
So we have heard that the French fries, the stuff that the French fries and stuff are fried in, does promote hair growth. But
facial hair growth.
You know what though?
He had a pumpkin pie haircut when he was in the documentary 20 years ago. Like Google pictures of him from 20 years ago in the film Super Size Me. His haircut was super pumpkin pie back then. So I don't know if he had a toupee back then or if they go in and he's just like, what do you want? He's like, the bubbling pie.
Look at the picture at the bottom of him in flip-flops laying on a pile of Big Macs with his flowing hair.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Oh, hold on.
That's like...
Okay, let me... Okay, here we go. Let me bring up Danny's request of... Yeah. Wait, he's taking so many Big Mac photo shoots. Do you think, Tyson, that he's like a Big Mac influencer? Is his Instagram lit? He better hope Instagram comes back.
Wow. That is not real hair. Is that real hair?
Is it a wig?
I don't even know what to believe anymore. If that's real hair, that is just magnificent.
How many Big Macs did they waste to make this photo?
That can't be real. He's not on real Big Macs. That's got to be Photoshopped. The lighting's kind of strange. Like, he's got the palest feet I've ever seen. But it's just like, I need to know. Is everything about this guy a lie? His hair is
The watch looks a little weird too. Hmm. Is this an AI generated photo?
This might be. We need
that. Is not that? I mean the M in the back, the golden arches. No, that I've never seen an overhang like that. But that wasn't a watch. That was a life monitoring monitor.
Oh,
like if you're eating that many Big Macs, like McDonald's probably has him on 24-hour surveillance to keep him alive. They are like,
because if anything happens to him, like the McDonald's PR team is like, all right, stat everybody, it's D-Day. All right, because your man who has the Guinness Book of World Record most Big Macs eaten in a lifetime has massive heart attack.
Yeah.
That's bad PR.
They sneak in while he's sleeping and inject celery juice to his veins. They're like doing
blood.
Yeah, they're doing young blood. They're taking young blood millionaire technologies and just like unbeknownst to him, so that he can, with good conscience, go out to the world every day and say, "I'm known for eating Big Macs."
The minute he dies, feel
great.
His body will be whisked away by McDonald's and quickly put into just cremated as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Like he's got to die like on a Friday night, like over like Christmas break. Like they got to bury that in the news cycle.
Yeah.
Gorski. Yeah. Gorski. Sounds like someone who would eat a lot of Big Macs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think that's a Big Mac eating name?
Oh, yeah.
was that his given name or he changed it to Dan Gorski?
Dude, I can be a verb. I just Gorski'd that Big Mac, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that mean to put it in the freezer and eat it later? Is that what Gorskiing is?
Mm-hmm.
Put a Big Mac in the freezer.
Yeah.
I was going to say chugging it, but yeah, you're right.
All right. Yeah. Well, just to compete, Tyson, if you should consider potentially taking on Gorski and getting this PR, I did ask AI to what would it look like if Tyson Apostle was relaxing on a giant pile of Big Macs. We got this instead.
Yes.
This is Tyson, a young Tyson, I think.
Younger than I am?
Yes. Tyson lounging in a big pile of French fries.
With chicken nuggets on the... Oh, no, those are buns.
These look like... This is like some kind of breakfast sandwich with Tyson.
It's a breakfast burrito with hamburger.
This might be...
That one. That's the one.
Yeah, dude. That one, you look a little uncomfortable, like you're slipping off the pile of burgers.
It's not comfortable to sit on burgers. They're squishy. This is how you would look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this better?
That one's good, too.
you might be missing...
Danny might be hiking in the background.
Yeah. I like the last one more. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But is there more?
No, these are
that one's the best one.
That's a great thumbnail. Look at that. Yeah. You look really uncomfortable though, to be sitting on all those burgers.
You're pretty good.
No, it is. You don't want to get moisture up your butt. You're going to with this.
Yeah. How'd you get up there?
So much sauce.
They had to lift me up there with a crane and then set me down. Also, it's interesting that I've had short hair now for quite a while and AI still wants me to have long hair. Is that a sign? Is that something from the universe where I'm like,
I think that it has captured the essence of you, and the essence of you is long hair.
Long hair.
Yeah.
Okay. In denim on this giant pile of burgers. Jacket.
It mistakenly has all of the buttons done up to the,
too many buttons.
Top.
Yeah.
Too many buttons. Yeah. No gold necklace.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't flaunt the gold very often. I'll show it to the you can't even really see it. Can you see it good enough? There, it's
a little bit. Yeah.
So I don't usually wear my gold chains out. I usually keep them tucked, just like a little glimmer here to just like on the side so people can know that I am wearing gold. That's all you need. Mm-hmm. You just want people to know. You don't need to necessarily have it in their face the whole time.
Yeah. It's a little tease.
Tease. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, we talked about the record for most Big Macs, but if somebody is trying to break the record for most hot dogs, they are going to be sorely disappointed as the Philadelphia Phillies are taking away $1 hot dog night because too many wieners are being thrown on the field.
Yeah.
Oh, I wondered why.
Whenever you're handing people something to throw that can be thrown, mm-hmm. you're just asking for trouble, especially in Philadelphia.
At a discount. Yeah. At a discount.
Yeah.
That is true. That makes sense. Because I saw the headline. I was like, but why though? Because they're making $100 a person. They have a great baseball team. What is a dollar hot dog to them? Who cares? Like, do that one night. Because that's how... You know, it's exciting for people. So what are they going to do instead?
Nothing. Full price hot dog night.
Full price hot dog. $50.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want a ballpark hot dog right now? Is it because we talked about it? I'm incepted. Good. I got incepted.
Is that a hot dog cannon in the picture? Is he shooting hot dogs from the hot dog shaped cannon?
Do they shoot hot dogs from the hot? So does the Philly fanatic? Do any of our Philly sports fans? Can they tell us here? I'll show you the picture. Okay, this is the Philly fanatic shooting hot dogs from the hot dog cannon.
You can't.
What's the caption say?
The Philly fanatic
comes out with his hot dog launcher during the fifth inning of a baseball game between the Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah. Okay, he set the bad example. He's the one that started chucking or shooting hot dogs.
Well, the Philly fanatic is a troublemaker. Notoriously.
Doc says they do shoot hot dogs. So here's the thing. This is fun and all. This is a spectacle. But you shoot a hot dog and a spectator catches it in their mouth.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
$100,000. $100,000 for that person.
Totally. Or free car.
$100,000. Yeah. Or a free car or for life. It has to be caught on the Megatron or whatever those big giant things.
People are losing eyeballs.
Yeah.
Popping eyeballs with a hot dog.
You got to wear sunglasses. So this is the night. This is what you do. Everybody gets safety goggles. It's safety goggle. Safety goggle night.
Yeah.
So safety goggles for everybody. They're not going to throw those because they need to save them to hopefully win $100,000 by gargling a hot dog. Yeah. You get $100,000 to catch it in your mouth and another $100,000 to swallow it whole without chewing.
Okay. What do you call the Phillies fan that catches the hot dog in their mouth?
The hot dogger.
Popular.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. I get it. Danny doesn't get it.
I don't. To make it sound like I do, but I don't.
You're going to meet a lot of people that night at the stadium.
Yeah, everybody's going to want a piece of Danny Bryson after he catches that dog.
I don't think I have dog catching capabilities. I think I'm too old to have the reflexes necessary to catch a 50 mile an hour hot dog in my mouth.
Really? So the creator of DBBJ can't catch a hot dog in his mouth.
Boot juice, well-aged boot juice is a very slow process. There's no speed required. No like fast reaction times needed, Tyson. But after I've had two or three cans of boot juice, I probably will have the reflexes necessary.
Okay. All right. Some research came out on we always talk about state information. You'll never guess the most stressed state.
I mean, I want to say it's like some New York or LA.
No, not even in the top 10. Wow. The most stressed state is
Kentucky.
Kentucky is not in the top 10. It's Tennessee.
Oh, why?
Working 9 to 5.
Yeah, I guess so. That they say.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the volunteer state. So maybe there's like they're overextended. Pressure. Yeah.
Yeah, pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Tennessee, Alabama, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Nevada. Tyson, Arizona's number 8.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8.
Yeah.
That's not great.
Yeah.
I don't feel stressed, but
longest average commute times also in Tennessee.
Oh, is that why?
What? Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense.
They have, I don't know, maybe all the good jobs are in like Nashville.
I'm realizing how little I know about Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Not very much.
Alabama has, people have some of the highest divorce rates.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, right? Do you want to know what the happiest state is, though?
Mm-hmm. Maine?
No. Not Maine.
Alaska? Hawaii?
So, it's the happiest guy we know, Tyson. Danny Bryson. Bryson. Utah. Happiest state
here.
In America.
In the bullet hole.
This but is it that like, is that really happy, though, or is that like a facade?
Oh.
No. Well, first of all, we have one of the strongest economies in the U.S., makes a huge difference. Probably for all those other markers that were in the most stressed out state, I think that Utah does fairly well. So, Tyson, don't be a hater.
Yeah.
Health stress, pretty good health. Work stress, I don't know about that. Money stress is doing well. Family stress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are the four things they use to measure happiness or sadness.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't be jealous because you're the eighth most unhappy.
Yeah. And
happiness
not even in the top 10
in
for
the
happy.
Home.
Yeah.
Happiness starts in the home.
That's what they say.
Okay.
Yeah. Where's your beloved North Carolina?
Not in the top 10 of either list. Not happy, not stressed.
Mm. Perfect. That's where you want to be because then there's no stress to be happy.
Yeah. Tyson, number two is Hawaii. Pressure. Do you subscribe to that?
As the happiest?
Yeah. Second happiest.
Yeah. Yeah, second happiest. You're just out there living outdoors, having a great time, going to the beach.
Has the lowest rate of adult depression and the fourth lowest divorce rate.
Totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of sun.
Yes. Okay.
The only thing against Utah, and it is hard to believe, is that the winters are so long. It's hard to imagine that. But Maryland, I mean, look, that's
Maryland is three. Yeah.
They have winter. Minnesota.
Well, here's where it gets a little. New Jersey is number five.
Great. Why did they throw that in there? Now the whole results kind of going to question those now.
Yeah. So
who knows?
Is New Jersey not the Garden State?
That is the Garden State. Yeah. No.
Oh, New Jersey.
New Hampshire's the Granite State.
Yeah.
Mm. So if New Jersey is the Garden State, then there's got to be more parts to New Jersey than what we know. Which makes me think maybe it's secretly happy and we don't know why, but
there's gardens. New Jersey Shore is nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the only thing I know about New Jersey is the show, the Jersey people show and when South Park made fun of them. Other than that, I don't really know anything about New Jersey. So I shouldn't comment.
All right. And then one other story. Okay. Out of the world of sports, the NFL Combine was this week. And one of the participants in the NFL Combine made a lot of news when he talked about how that he is thinking that these flat earth theories are pretty interesting. And he says he doesn't believe in space.
Due to his religion, because religion forbids space as an idea that you can believe in. I don't know, but I did. I just read the headline. I thought, this is crazy, but I don't really want to read this.
And it's a college guy.
Yes. He's 22 years old. His name is Tyler Owens. He said, I don't believe in space. I'm real religious. So I think we're alone right now. I don't think there's other planets and other stuff like that.
Okay. Now having heard that quote, you could take that to mean something else.
Yeah.
I have to discuss this with him. Is he saying he doesn't believe in like other people living out in space?
Maybe.
Does he not believe in the solar system?
It sounds like he doesn't even believe that other planets exist.
Yeah.
But he could be meaning other planets with
livable.
Life.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's possible. He might be using space as a category. He did say, I don't believe in space, but he's also talking about that he thinks that the flat earth is pretty interesting. He said, I used to believe in the heliocentric thing. That's a pretty, scientific word, where we used to revolve around the sun and stuff. But then I started seeing flat earth stuff.
What?
And I was like, this is kind of interesting. They started bringing up valid points. So, I mean, I don't know. Could be real. Couldn't be.
Valid points.
Is he trolling us?
It's possible.
Yeah. I think he might be. If he knows heliocentric, then it sounds like he might be.
And how was this?
How'd it come up?
Yeah, how did it come up?
Hmm.
Do you believe in any wackadoo theories? Yes, I do, actually.
That's what the owners ask, or the scouts. After watching him run his 40, they're like, oh, by the way.
You know, it's unclear
Kyrie
how this
Irving
came up.
Came out and did that whole garbage talk. They were like, we can't have this again in a major sports league.
Maybe they're like, that was a pretty fast 40. How did you manage that? He'd be like, well, with the earth being flat, no curvature, it's a lot easier to run. I mean, maybe that's what he said.
Like, maybe because he's a running back and they're like, boy, we got to see this guy if he can get open in space. He's like, space? That's a crock. Like, what? What do you mean?
By the way, what does it matter if he believes in space or not if he's an awesome running back?
Hmm.
You know, like, that's not something that qualifies you for being great at sports.
Yeah.
He's not like he's traveling.
Being a pro athlete. There's more to being a pro athlete because you are at when.
I know. You're going to say you're. Yeah.
When words come out of your mouth, you're representing your team.
If he was a great running back and he didn't believe in space, I'd still sign him.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Yeah, Tyson.
Okay, so how controversial can this guy be before you're like, not worth it?
To me, this is a harmless belief that isn't going to really hurt anyone. So I'm fine with it.
Can I give my unique perspective on this? Maybe once upon a time, I might be like a little bit more concerned. But, you know, as a person who roots for a pro athlete that has some wild takes... Can we win the game on Sunday? I don't care what you believe in. Can we get
Does
it?
Can believe
we,
in the team?
Can we go to, do you believe in winning?
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about, I root for a football team where, we have gone through, four plays with Aaron Rodgers and, about 900 controversies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are the Jets going to do it this coming season?
Are they do what? Win?
Win some stuff?
Let's hope we
don't
win some
up,
stuff.
Tyson.
Yeah.
Don't even bring this. It's way too early.
Sorry.
What Why honor. Open that wound before it has to be?
Yeah.
That's true. It just barely got closed up again.
Right? Yeah.
Well,
Let it heal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Danny, are you ready to take us to your world famous bolt hole?
Indeed.
Okay. Here we go. Danny's bolt hole coming up.
I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes.
I have an update that I thought we might see on our list of stories. And it's Willy Wonka experience got so much news.
I know. We were ahead of the curve and then it was everywhere.
And of course, Billy McFarlane, we all remember him from the Fyre Festival.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to get in on it. The minute he saw that it was taking off, he's like, it's time to inject my name into this controversy, and has offered his services to organize a second chance Willy Wonka party.
At the Illuminati house?
Yeah, well, I don't know what venue. You know, that's an important part of making the right party. But if the organizers have any sense, they will avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a warning. And I've talked about this many times in the past, so this is a pretty common theme for me. Also making the rounds in the news is the story about scientists suggesting that we dehydrate a layer of the Earth's atmosphere to fight global warming.
I don't like the sound of that.
Right. Like, it was an umbrella. Remember the giant million square mile umbrella first to shield the Earth? And now it's like dehydrating a layer of Earth. No. Why do I have to keep saying this? Scientists, if you're listening to me, no.
Is this a problem? Did one of our layers get too hydrated?
Right. Like, dehydrate. First of all, that doesn't sound good. Mm-hmm. You're going to dehydrate a layer of Earth's atmosphere. And you're sure you can target the right part of the atmosphere and that the effects of this dehydration will be appropriate and an appropriate response?
Mm-hmm.
Let's not do that. Okay. Let's not open up umbrellas in space to shield us from the sun. Let's not dehydrate.
We might need the umbrellas when they start dehydrating the atmosphere.
Yeah, right. That's they're like, okay, look, the dehydration thing set us on a crash course of disaster. So what we need now is the umbrella.
Yeah.
And then it's just like one thing after another. Like, actually, now we need to seed the atmosphere with aluminum And then before you know it, this is just a giant rotating ball of ice.
Yeah. Oh, man. How I wish this college kid was right about there being no space and the earth being flat, nothing
so much easier.
Except for like us in a bubble. Like, right? Come on. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Where does he think we exist? Like, where does the earth exist?
Where do the satellites go when we put them up?
How is Elon Musk? Where is he sending those astronauts?
How is the moon out there? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So many questions for him. And they probably stopped after that. So do you believe the earth is flat? Well, I don't know about that, but there's no space. And they're like, okay, so what do you think about the Jets this year? Does that have a discussion when? Like, just ignored it, just passed right over it. It would be easier though. But we do have an atmosphere. There is space. There is a giant burning ball of gas that keeps us warm. Let's not dehydrate the atmosphere. All right.
Okay.
Let's not put up umbrellas. Let's solve the problem where it exists and not try to create more problems with these wackadoodle ideas.
Yeah.
It's like the Willy Wonka of ideas, the Willy Wonka party of ideas. Terrible. Don't do it. End of rant.
Okay.
I need to see more science on it first. Like, let's
Tyson. No.
Listen. Maybe there is something to it. I'm not saying let's do it because I think that there will be some blowback that we don't know or understand or realize. But
if we
can fail safe this.
Yeah, not possible.
To think 100%.
Think about the complexity of solving this problem. Think about the environment you're trying to operate it in.
Yeah.
It's just there's too many variables you can't account for.
And don't we want that thing thicker rather than thinner? Like, shouldn't we be rehydrating it, overhydrating?
I'm sure there's a group of scientists who are like, no, we need to hydrate certain layers of the atmosphere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? There's always a group like that.
Yeah.
Look, only dehydrate, you know, food, I guess. Maybe
jerky.
I did see something about people dehydrating their pets, freeze drying their pets.
So, what?
Yeah.
Like after
freeze dry your pets?
Yeah, it looked pretty good too, I have to say, in the article pictures.
Well, hold up. Yeah. So this is not the headline you used for your bolt hole. You used the dehydrate the atmosphere when there's a dehydrate your pets?
No, I'm trying to remember. I think it's freeze dry. I'm going to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Dry.
Yeah.
This is like a taxidermy, Danny.
Yeah, the freeze dry process of taxidermy.
Hmm.
There you go. Hmm. Lots of people offering this service.
Yeah.
It looked pretty good, by the way. Might be a little weird.
But incognito window. You're going to be getting
emails. It's too late.
Yeah, the cookies got you.
All right, that's the end of my internet. I need to close all my windows here in the next couple minutes and walk away.
Yeah, create a new Chrome profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Danny's bolt hole, everybody. Danny, anything else?
I mean, come on. I could talk for hours. All sorts of crazy stuff. But no, I have to hold it.
Should we one day do that? Just like a 19-hour bolt hole.
Like a rope.
Marathon? Oh, my God.
My gosh. We would be so tired. We would need to hydrate.
Mm-hmm. BJJ. DB's BJs, dude.
Dude, I will send you guys each a case of my boot juice.
Extra caffeinated.
Extra caffeinated. Tons of electrolytes, by the way, because that's part of the boot juice feature is that it has electrolytes to give you, you know, energy. That's where the energy really comes from, is my unique collection of salts.
Not from the caffeine.
No, the caffeine, that's from green tea and some other natural caffeine sources. So, that's just a small part of the energy. It's mostly my dongleberries that I have harvested in remote islands of the Pacific.
The extra dongleberries.
Yeah, so... Yep, that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, great job today, Danny. What else is coming up for you?
Ooh. You know, just looking for stories for News AF, probably in the next week. I'll be plugging along there. I'm doing reviews, gear reviews that get watched by very few people because they're so niche. But
but they're watched by the right people.
They are. Actually, they're watched by people who really seem to enjoy them. So that's all that matters. And I enjoy
what gear?
Them.
What gear are you covering?
Running gear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any crossover there? Like, this is for running or skiing?
Yeah, of course. Clothing crossover. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people. I mean, you see the data. A lot of people do trail running, but not a lot of people watch gear reviews for very specific trail running items. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. But you know what? That's not why I make the videos.
You're a pioneer. You make them for yourself.
I just like making videos. I really do. Yeah. So yeah, that's it.
Well,
what about you, Tyson?
Thank you for your service, Danny. My mom's coming into town at some point. Closing on the new house.
Nice.
Closing on the new house at some point this week, hopefully, if I can qualify to even buy this thing. And covering Survivor and going to Mexico in next week.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. That's nice. We'll be not till the end of next week. Yeah, for spring break. So. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll be having a great time, hopefully.
You're going to be able to see that's next week, but are you going to go watch the solar eclipse, Tyson?
I've thought it just seems so much work to travel, but I should be taking my kids to see it somewhere because it's really is
amazing.
A spectacle and a wonder. Yeah. Are you taking your family anywhere to see it?
Yeah, maybe I'll go to Tennessee. It's passing through there.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought somewhere in Texas.
Be careful, Danny. It's very stressful.
Yeah, it sounds like it might be stressful. I just feel like I'm so ignorant. It's passing through Texas and then going basically in a curve up to Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, before it was just a 4-hour drive. This is a big risk to go all the way out there, book everything in advance, and see clouds.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Do you see that there's that Delta flight you could go on that like you're gonna go?
Yeah, we covered that.
Yeah.
No, but it's flying to Detroit. I don't want to go to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. DePete said Mexico has the best chance for clear skies. There's nowhere
you have to go to Sinaloa.
Like the scariest part.
Yeah, I looked at the route and I'm like, oh boy, yeah, I'm not going there.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. But maybe it will be safe then with everybody. Flocking.
I think during the solar eclipse that it
that's
would be
the most likely
terrifying.
Time to get mugged.
Or people just going crazy, like it's end
the
time.
Pickpockets just go
when you can.
Berserk out in the cover of darkness.
Wow. Yes, exactly. Middle of the day. They're like, this is our one time of the year where we get to do this in the day. I'm still thinking I should take my kids to see it at some point somewhere, but I haven't decided yet.
I offered to take my wife and she's like, I don't care about an eclipse.
Oh, she's never really seen one.
She said, I don't care about an eclipse. I only care about the Northern Lights. She said, I'm like, Northern Lights.
You can see those any time of year.
Eclipse is much better
travel.
Than Northern Lights. She said, eclipse is stupid. Aurora Borealis is cool.
Wow. Didn't know she was so anti-eclipse.
Mm-hmm. This is crazy to hear. I've
Tyson,
seen an eclipse.
I don't know what I can't like just because
tell her this.
She believes it in her. It doesn't have to make sense.
Tell her this. Father Nature, Tyson Apostle himself, has seen a solar eclipse and would rather see another solar eclipse than see the Northern Lights.
She can have the worst take and she will clutch it till her dying breath. If you try to say like, no, so don't tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, but I think
be like,
we'll take you there. You see it and then you decide.
No, she doesn't get to go.
Look, you just wait till the umbrella's put up and then it'll be like a solar eclipse every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. All right. Anything else for you, Tyson?
Probably, but that's all I can think of.
Okay. I did promise last week we were going to have a new News AF channel. We are still trying to get it launched. I was trying to get this one streaming. So we may end up posting this episode on the new channel and then posting shorts during the week. We did not forget about it. Working on it. Work in progress. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. All right. Boy, we're getting spammed to hell of somebody wanting to know what we think about Rihanna getting money for an Indian wedding performance this week.
Yeah.
Look, she just had a baby. She did her best. And the person who paid, they're the only one whose opinion matters. So complain all you want, but if the Indian guy's happy, then...
Sacking fans is not a bot, just persistence. I mean, if anybody wants to pay us, an absurd amount of money to go anywhere, we'll go.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. How about that? All right.
Okay. It's out in the universe, in the ether.
Yep. All right. And then we've got everything else going on RHAP. Survivor, Traitors, the Big Brother Canada is back. Everything's happening, all right? So make sure you're locked in. Thank you for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
You did it, guys.